Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. It seems like cock blocked Aster, but let's continue. Oh, I also sound a little better, so there's that. The girl who says she loves him was kissing him with all her heart. Aster's arousal ascended to such a degree that he automatically thrust his hips up from below. Rishay complained, but didn't appear to dislike it at all. Following the hot, passionate kiss, they started to focus on enjoying each other's bodies. A mildly hard thrust was all it took to get a moan out of Rishay. Aster's already fully erect cock was surrounded by the warm walls and juices of Rishay's pussy. I've got a good idea of what makes you feel good by now. Aster positioned his cock against a specific spot in her pussy and rubbed. Far greater pleasure than Rishay had experienced thus far rushed throughout her body. In close proximity to Aster, Rishay's face twisted with distress as she ceaselessly moaned. It was a mostly subconscious action, but Rishay pleasured Aster by clamping down the instant his cock pulled back. Whoa, that feels amazing. That happened hit Aster's weak points, putting an indescribable look on his face. When Rishay saw that expression, love and desire for Aster simultaneously erupted inside her like magma. That immediately took form in her following actions. Rishay clung to Aster with both hands. Then, as though to ask him to go stronger and deeper, she pressed herself close against his body. Her soft breast pushed against him even harder, flattening against Aster's chest while the sweet scent of her shampoo tickled his nostrils. Rishay heard a thumping sound around her right breast. Yep, I can. Wow, it's hammering away. Their hearts were as close as they could possibly be and beating with approximately the same rhythm. It was like their very lives had melded together. Rishay was so overcome by emotion that she had to stop herself from tearing up. More. I want to feel Aster more. Moving's a little hard, but I'll do it now. Oh, that's her. I'm sorry. Still clinging to Aster's neck, she rocked her hips up and down. Of course, that meant Rishay's soft skin touched and rubbed against his body. Her puffy nipples, in particular, constantly made themselves known as they moved up and down Aster's chest. Rishay's breath hit his face, but it wasn't unpleasant. In fact, it was so sweet that it made him lightheaded. Your insides are squirming. That feels good. Aster stuck out his tongue, telling Rishay what he wanted to say without words. She let his tongue into her mouth and licked. Rishay's pussy was already pouring out tons of juices, soaking everything down to the sheets. They could both tell the other was near their limit by their behavior. Rishay mindlessly called Aster's name as her hips steadily accelerated. Aster's cock was stroked by her soft, narrow insides. Aster. She gave him an agonizing kiss, but not only did she not cut it off early, its intensity increased. Wow, this is hot, Richey. I feel ultra good. Richey sighed with sincere relief. Genitals grinded together, making a wet noise. Can't hold out much longer. The same seems true for Richey, so... Though they didn't say a thing, their thoughts were in sync as they each approached orgasm. They moved their hips, rubbing sensitive part on sensitive part. You like clinging to me or something? A habit even Richey didn't notice is pointed out, causing her to blush. Despite the attention brought to it, Richey couldn't bring herself to quit. Instead, she further tangled her tongue with his. Richey licked Aster's lips like an animal, stuck her tongue through, and lapped up his hot saliva. When her tongue left his mouth, he stroked with his soft lips as though to fillet it and licked the tip of with the end of his own tongue. Then she swallowed the mixture of their spit, desired more, and went in for another kiss. Every action was like a silent declaration of her love, heating Aster's body up even further. Richey is so cute. The urge to ejaculate welled up deep in his abdomen. Aster, that's rough. Sorry, can't control it. Gah. Aster suddenly thrust up from below, pushing a moan out of Richey. Aster's cock was already moving like wild, ceaselessly scrubbing Richey's pussy. Deep in Richey's stomach, she felt a sensation like something was being wrung out. Like she couldn't bear not to, Richey gave Aster a kiss. Just then, his cock was struck with a burning sensation. Ugh. Richey continued to cling to Aster while she climaxed, her hands tightened around his neck. Even as Richey orgasmed, she kept earnestly licking Aster's tongue. This is beyond not- oh, she said that, okay. She felt as though all her embarrassing secrets were being exposed. The shame ate at the back of her mind. As Richey's body periodically shuddered, her head drowned in a dizzying euphoria. Once the orgasmic sensations finally died down, the tension drained from Richey's shoulders. Her body still quivers, showing that the effects of the orgasm remain. Yep, and you're super cute when you come. She says, you dummy. Can we sit like this for a while? Of course we can. Feels good for me too. Okay, that's good. Riche held on to Astra's neck again. Then she smooched him on the cheek. Getting naked and rubbing up against the one you love feels real good. I could do this forever. Riche, you shouldn't do that too much. Huh? No way, seriously? The bulging, enlarging cock inside her made Riche's eyes shoot wide open. Wait a sec, Aster, what are you thinking? You just came. My dick never goes down after just one time. Besides, you're just too cute. But still, what am I supposed to do about this? Can we do it again? Ha ha ha, what are we gonna do with you, seriously? Riche sighed with resignation and lightly shook her hips. This is the last time, okay? Alright! Jeez, I'm getting way too much pleasure for this. What if I get addicted? If I do, you better help me deal with it. Don't go off dying before me, Riche said as she leaned on Aster. Sure, got it. Don't worry about that, Riche. Jeez, might be easy to say. She instinctually moved to pleasure Aster more by rocking her hips harder. Ugh, feels good, Riche. This feels like it could turn into an endless loop. I'm glad it doesn't. Nice morning. The next morning, Aster got up at the usual time and got breakfast ready in the kitchen. Morning, Aster. That looked intense last night. Oh, were you watching? Only the beginning. Then I went back to my room and masturbated. That's disappointing. You could have joined in. I briefly considered it, but restrained myself. It's starting to sound like an old porn here. Why? This is why that polyamory bullshit doesn't fucking work. Women would prefer to have their partner to themselves sometimes. Right. Either way, you must have been fairly satisfied. Your complexion looks good, too. Yeah, I don't even know how many times I came.
That's what matters most. Try and keep it up when it's my turn. And that's half the battle. At least you can't remember how many times you came? Keep it up, soldier. You're doing great.
Just thinking of like a G.I. Joe thing. Leave it to me, Rumble. Ramius' stomach growled. That was loud. So sorry. Oh, right. You'd normally be eating by now. Riche isn't ready yet, but we can eat before her. Alright, I knew my internal clock was correct. Then, close to an hour later... Morning, everyone. Oh, you already ate. You're late, Riche. You may be outside the castle, but living an unhealthy life isn't very admirable. It's not like I wanted to stay up all night. Aster just, he wouldn't let me sleep. Wipe that smile off your face. I still technically got up on time. Then what took you so long? But first I had to take a shower, then get myself looking nice, then brush my teeth. Why are you looking at me like that? Risha, are you telling me you do that every morning? Yeah, since I'm a girl, do you even do anything in the morning? When I wake up, I always smell something nice in the kitchen. At which point, I have no choice but to go take my seat for breakfast. Ridiculous, not that I'm surprised. Morning, Risha, we have miso soup and grilled fish today, and bananas for dessert. For dessert? I think you have a banana for breakfast. Thanks, looks good. Risha surely began to eat breakfast. Looks like you're enjoying it. Nee-hee. What is it, Aster? Why'd you start leaning towards me? Oh, that soapy smell and that silky hair reminded me of last night. It's good you still have the energy. Sorry, but after all you did last night, how could you have any energy left? Look, Risha, it's just a biological reaction. No reason to hide it now. Until just a moment ago, you were like the calm surface of a lake. Aster, I swear. I'm sorry. Well, whatever. If it gets you turned on, it's worth taking the time to get ready in the morning. I didn't know it had sexual effects. Maybe I should too. Don't do it just for sex. And Aster, it's okay at home, but don't go getting aroused when we're out. I'll try. I doubt he can help it. Oh, but that means I can get all the boners I want here. Alright, until we head out, it's boner time. Aster took off his pants and revealed his hard dick. Ah, this feeling of release. I love letting it sway. I understand the feeling. Don't understand that! Jeez. Don't show me that thing at this time in the morning. Now the banana's gonna be hard to eat. Really? If you get used to it, it should actually taste better. Don't get used to that! Ramius is obsessed with having sex with Aster. At least I have to be careful not to give in to lust. I'm still technically a princess. Risha firmly swore this to herself. Gain one skill point. Oh, that's useful. Don't forget, this is still a fucking game. Ooh, she's got some skills I can use. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can really do with her skills. Useless. Nothing. She can use that. Boost slash. Nope. Presidential election. That's Eden. Okay. The party finished vanquishing the monsters and popped into the Knight's command room to report. We beat the sketches you wanted. Welcome back. Thanks for the help. Sufi has your reward prepared. Go get it from her. Huh? Are you sure? Of course. All knights get rewarded for completing missions, so there's no reason you shouldn't. Thank you. If we got the time, maybe we'll take another job at some point. Yeah, maybe. That'd be appreciated. I'll be sure to ask when you're available. By the way, those were some great cookies. That's good. I'm glad I made them. So, about how they made you popular with children. Sorry I kept you. Here's your reward. Oh, okay, thank you. Baro, what were you asking about there? Alright, maybe us men should drink together sometime. Huh, where's this coming from? I've got it. I'll invite Akaval too. Mind if I borrow Aster? Well, if it's just between guys, I doubt there'll be any problems. Might be nice for him once in a while. It's crazy how they had to defer to the wives. Wow. That's Japan for you. Alright, sounds like your wives approve. Let's get going. That says so much about the culture of Japan right there. It's not about the husband. Hold on, we've got to make sure your wives are okay with it first. Because remember, the husband always defers to the wife. The husband always gives the paycheck to the wife. It's always the wife that handles the money and most of the affairs. It's crazy, right? Okay. Thus, Aster went off to go drink with the two Zero Knights all night. Really?